Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we got a good slate of college football games this weekend. Man, we got a game going on right now. The Seminoles are out here trying to win. Let's talk about some of the action that we're going to see tomorrow. Okay, people are waiting here in Atlanta, in Athens, to see what happens versus Alabama. We got guys, Heisman, leaders are getting hurt. There's a lot to discuss on the college football side of things. Joining us right now is someone very familiar with it all. It's time to have a conversation with Jerry Palm. You can catch him at palmbrackets.com. Jerry, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. I don't got no complaints. We got a lot of great matchups tomorrow. I just talked about Georgia, Alabama. We got LSU and Ole Miss. I already know that one of the coaches, whoever loses, is going to be complaining tomorrow. Penn State, Oregon, Ohio State, Washington. What are you looking forward to the most?
I think the one I'm looking forward to, well, first of all, Oregon and Penn State, because it's a whiteout game in Penn State. Those are always fun. I mean, that's great entertainment. But what I really want to see tomorrow is, what does Illinois do after just getting obliterated at Indiana?
Yeah.
I mean, Indiana's still scoring on Illinois. It's funny. That was my pick for the upset of the week. You know, I pick upset of the week. I've been doing that for several years. I don't think I've ever had anyone miss by quite as much as Illinois did. For Illinois, what is your program right now? What's the state of this team? You know, you got USC coming in. That's a pretty good team. What are you? Are you going to be a contender in the Big Ten still, even though you've had that horrible loss? Are you going to pick yourself up off the mat, or are you just going to crawl into a hole? And that's, I want to see the response from Illinois this week against a USC team that's pretty good. So for me, Illinois is the most interesting team this week, coming off of just an abject humiliation at Indiana.
Yeah, man, you get smacked by 50-plus points. At some point, you just, everybody gave up right away. We won't have to wait long for that one. We got Illinois and USC. They're going to be playing in the very early spot at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific. When you think about something else, so there's a lot of events that took place this week. We got Mike Gundy. He got the boot. Are you surprised on the timing of that one?
Well, I think when you get fired in the first month of the season, that's always a little surprising, especially for a guy who's been there for two decades. But that's the nature of the gig these days. Everybody kind of wants to get out in front of the coaching search. And for, you know, Mike Gundy, if this was the only bad year, you know, then that's one thing. But, you know, he was 3-9 last year. But the previous 18 years were all winning seasons. Yeah, it had to be hard for the AD and the university president to make that call, because he's an alum. He's basically a legend at the school, but you know, the reality is you've got to move forward when things aren't going well. The leash on all these coaches, no matter how long you've been there, is really short. And so for Mike Gundy, his time is over, and it's going to be interesting to see what they do next.
Jerry Palm is here with us from palmbrackets.com. There's another coach. He had to defend himself and gave everybody his resume, and then he went out there and lost to Syracuse. He gets a week off, and that happens to be Dabo Sweeney. We know about his big old buyout. He ain't going anywhere, right? He'll be around next year and the year after that, right?
Well, certainly next year. I can't imagine how bad things would have to go with Clemson for them to completely give up on Dabo. With Mike Gundy last year, he was 3-9 last year. They still went into this season, you know, expecting to do well, and obviously that didn't happen. But you know, it's surprising that they've been this bad. You know, they've got good players on both sides of the ball. They have an experienced quarterback, and things just haven't worked out. But there's still 2 months to go. You know, they're only 4 games into the season, so there's time to turn things around. But the loss to Syracuse is really kind of alarming. Time for Dabo to get these guys going, but unfortunately, in college football, you can't go sign a free agent or make a trade or something to help your roster. You got to work with what you have. So it's tough sledding for Clemson right now, but he's been so successful. He deserves a chance to try and, you know, rescue this team.
When you think about the success of Dabo Sweeney, Fran Brown has certainly got a lot of attention. The things that he said, taking showers, not taking showers, he's saying he's going to beat up other coaches if they'd go out there and try to poach his players. He's really elevated his profile. It's only been 2 years here, not even really 2 full years, with the Orange. What are your thoughts on what Fran Brown brings to the table as a coach?
Well, we need to see more, I think, because, like you said, only a couple of years. Let's see Syracuse, you know, get to a big bowl game first, or, you know, be competitive for an ACC title. Maybe not get to play for the title, but be part of that race for a full season. I think it would be premature to say, yeah, that's a guy we've got to be looking at right now. But by the time November rolls around, we might feel differently.
No, most definitely. Most definitely. Well, you talk about taking a look, an early look at anybody. When you think about Mr. Manning, okay, Arch has been through the ringer here. It's only been about a month. He's been up. He's been down. He's beaten up on small teams, getting beat up by Ohio State. And somebody called me and say that he's only around because his last name is Manning. He got the Gators up next.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on what he's been doing so far and his ultimate outlook?
Yeah, he's playing like a kid who hasn't had the starting job for very long. And you know, just because your name is Manning doesn't mean that you've got some sort of magic working in you, that allows you to do just, you know, miracles whenever you want. So, I think people need to be patient with him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Give him the full season, see what he does. If the team goes sideways, then you have to address it. But if the team is still winning and he's still trying to find his way, then you give him time to find his way. But there's a lot of pressure on you when your name is Manning. And he's not Peyton's kid. He's not Eli's kid. He's in the family, and he's obviously that's a family of great quarterbacks, but including Archie. But it's, there's a lot of pressure that comes with that. And maybe that's bothering him a little bit. But I'm not worried about him. He's a talented kid. It's just a matter of having some success and building some confidence and getting going. I'm not too worried about him, at least not yet.
Jerry Palm is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, Coast to Coast. Well, we know they're going to take on the Gators. It'll be very interesting to see what they do against them. That's another team with a coach who happens to be on a hot seat in Billy Napier. Mm-hmm. Now, he's on his way out the door. It's just the countdown. It's just a ticking, no?
You would think. Yeah, it's barring some miraculous turnaround in the middle of this season. Have you seen their schedule? They've got 8 ranked teams in the current rankings on their schedule. They've already played, I think, 3 of them. So they've got 5 more games against teams in the current rankings. And they're not built for that schedule. They're not good. Some of the best Florida teams they've ever been are still going to lose a couple of games against the schedule. And they're not just ranked. They're like top 15 ranked teams. It's a brutal schedule, especially for a coach who's trying to keep his job. A lot of those are conference games, and you can't do much about it. But, man, it's not very lucky for Billy Napier to have a schedule like this and a team that's probably not prepared for it.
Well, we know things are tough in the SEC, okay? We got head coaches like Lane Kiffin who like to remind us about it all the damn time. LSU and Ole Miss, when this game is over tomorrow, who's going to be whining and crying more, him or Kelly?
Probably Kelly because he's more inclined to. LSU's got a problem. They can't score. But their offense is just stagnant. Now, their defense is good enough so that they're still winning games. They won at Clemson, and we thought, well, that's a huge win, and then it turns out maybe it's not. But that's the thing about early season wins. You don't really know how good they are until you get through the season.
Right.
But now they're going to an Ole Miss, and that's a team that can score. And LSU's defense is really good, and they've been kind of carrying the load. But Ole Miss can really score, and they've got a coach who's really creative. LSU had better show up with that offense ready to go because they can't average 17 points a game or 20 points a game and expect to beat teams like Ole Miss.
Yeah, well, we might as well get the microphones ready for Coach Kelly. He's going to be out there crying. I don't know if he's going to be defending himself or his team, but he's going to be a crying a river. Unfortunately, as we start to wrap things up with Jerry Palm, we saw Mateer is now out. Guy got a broken hand. Really sucks. We'll see Michael Hawkins Jr. in about a week or so. Knowing that some of the bigger names that were expected to be at the top of the Heisman race, and it is early, haven't necessarily panned out the way they would, the quarterbacks, I would say. What are your thoughts on who's been the best player? Who do you think is next up?
Wow. Best player of the year so far. Gosh.
You got to go to Indiana, maybe?
Yeah, Mendoza, the quarterback for IU, has been tremendous. And we aren't really thinking about Indiana until they beat Illinois. But, once they beat Illinois, because, their non-conference schedule was garbage, which is apparently a Cignetti thing. He's made no bones about they're not going to play anybody non-conference. But that was a real statement win for Indiana, and it's a real statement win for Mendoza. Now, we're only a month into the season. There's a long way to go. But with a lot of the favorites preseason kind of going by the wayside a little bit, he's as good a choice as anybody, really.
Well, Jerry, I want to ask you about this in finality. You want to talk about what we saw last year? We got Penn State versus Oregon. It seems like the same old story every year with James Franklin. He has Drew Aller out there. But right now, what are your thoughts on Penn State this year? Can they go out there and give it a run? What are your thoughts on the team so far?
Yes, they can. The thing about Penn State is have to go to Ohio State eventually, which makes this Oregon game huge. They cannot afford to lose at home. So for Penn State, if they're going to have, you know, a good seed in the college football playoff, you know, it would get there to begin with, but, you know, get a good seed in the college football playoff, they're going to have to win games like this, especially at home, and then see what you can do at Ohio State. But Drew Aller has got the luxury of a great backfield. Singleton, Catron, shot his last name jumped out of my head. But, you know, those two guys are the offense. And that makes Aller's job a lot easier. And that's really perfect for him to not have to carry the entire load himself. If Penn State can run the ball against Oregon, Oregon isn't going to be able to do a lot because they're not going to be able to get off the field. You know, the running game, if you have a really good running game, you're running clock and you're scoring. And that's really what Penn State's bread and butter is. So if Oregon can find a way to take away a Penn State running game, then they've got a shot. And if they don't, it's going to be a very long night for them.
Yeah, we're going to see what this looks like with the whiteout game. Hey, Jerry, I appreciate you taking the time to join us to talk some college football. And tell everybody where they could find you, keep up with all your work now.
Yeah, so I'm at palmbrackets.com. I've gone back to my roots and self-publishing. So I've got all of the football information up now, doing bowl projections every week. I just put up the Week 5 preview. And then before long, college basketball will be up as well. And I'll be doing bracket projections for that and keeping track of everything going on in college hoops.
And Jerry, the time is flying by. Make it slow down, man. Come on.
Yeah, I know. I've got kids, so.
Oh, damn. Well, you know. They grow like trees and cost money.
Yeah. But time can't go slow enough when you got kids.
Yeah, and don't remind me. Hey, Jerry, thank you so much. We'll catch you down the line, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you to Jerry Palm for joining us, coming through to talk some college football. Hey, we're going to blink. We'll be talking some college basketball as well. Thank you so much to Jerry Palm for coming through and joining us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.